So pretty much every guru who teaches price action teaches the same derivative, this carbon copy, cut and paste method of trading price action. And it comes in the form that you need confirmation to enter the market. And the confirmation comes in these three to four patterns, such as a pin bar, engulfing bar, inside bar, or whatever bar you want to call it. In this recording, I'm going to put that perspective on price action into a different light. And when you see it in that light, you'll realize how ridiculous the idea is. Now, imagine you walk into a martial arts studio, and the guru is saying, "Oh, yeah, I can teach you how to be a martial artist and survive a fight." And they say, "Okay, here is my version of martial arts. Whether you're in a street fight or a competition, you only need these four kicks to survive and win the fight. That is all you really need to use the fight." Now, to use these three to four kicks, you'll need something called confirmation that you should actually execute the kick. This confirmation comes when the person you're fighting is standing in front of you, they're not moving, they don't keep their hands up, and their head is out. If you have all these things in place, then you'll have confirmation that you can throw these three, four kicks. But if you don't have these, well, then you must just stand there. In fact, you shouldn't do anything. You should just sit there and wait till the person you are fighting does what I said above. That is all you will ever need to win a fight by using these three or four kicks. And this is the only way you should attack. Barring that, you don't want to do anything. Now, ask yourself this. If you walked into that martial arts studio and that guru told you this, what would you think? Would you really think that this is a way to fight or train in martial arts or even defend yourself? Of course not. And it's the same for trading. Yet anyone teaching the idea of confirmation via a pin bar or engulfing bar or inside bar is pretty much teaching exactly that. They all say if you don't see those three things, you should do nothing. Some even say walk away from the markets. How ridiculous is this idea that you should only spend your time looking for these things to enter and engage the market? And if these three or four kicks are not there, just stand there and do nothing. I'm guessing by now when you start to look at it in this perspective, you're starting to see the insanity of this. Yet this description above pretty much describes every price action, carbon copy, cut and paste guru out there, whether it be Niall Fuller, Jonathan Fox, or any other derivative. And they are all derivatives of J16. Keep in mind, Niall used to be a member of J16 before he went off thinking, "I can do this same thing." And he went off and created his own version of it, which again is a derivative. Since then, this style of approaching price action has only produced weaker and weaker derivatives since. It's very much like inbreeding weakens the genes. It's the same with this version of price action being described, and it's weakening your understanding of price action. You have to get beyond this. You have to get beyond the Disney or Fantasyland that Mike Bellafor calls it, that there's these three to four kicks to win a fight, that there is this type of price action out there, and that's the only way you should enter the market. This is taught in the form of confirmation, and it's not the kind of trader or martial artist you want to be, unless you want to lose that fight.